All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. Thank you, sir. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I'm an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. And guys, when I say that, I truly mean it. You know, I don't know if you all have heard my story. Maybe one of these days I'll be able to do it on this call. But it took me a while. I was a senior consultant for a long period of time, but I never gave up. I just never quit. Now, I didn't do everything I was supposed to do all the time, but I stayed in the game. And then eventually things started to turn around in my favor, and I became an executive consultant. And you can be too. Yes, you can. Now, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. This is the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. Guys, listen, we're dealing with a lot of stuff out there. And it's really great to come to this call with like-minded people that you're going to find encouragement. You're going to find some information that's going to help you get from point A to point B, whether it's on the mechanics or the methodology. You can come here and get value out of this call week after week after week. So I encourage you to be on this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, whatever time it is for you. Speaking of this call, we all know that next Saturday will be the 4th of July, so Sunday is July 5th. Yes, we're having a call on Sunday, July 5th. It'll probably be a brief call, but we're going to have a call. We want to be consistent as much as possible. Now, if it landed on the 4th of July, we probably wouldn't. But since it's July 5th, come back to this call. And here's my invitation to you. Invite someone on this call that you know is not here that should be. Okay? Somebody on your team. That's like in the weeds, somebody on your team that's kind of stuck, somebody on your team that's really excited, invite your team to this call next Sunday evening. You know the time, okay? Now, you've heard some people on the call talking about virtual ambition. This is a first in the history of Ambit Energy. Because of the COVID virus and other situations, we're going to have a virtual conference. It's going to be September 17th through the 19th. Guys, I got to tell you, the corporate office has worked really hard to create a very, very fun and informative event, something that's going to make a difference for you. The fact that it's virtual isn't going to change that. What it changes is the number of people that will be able to attend the conference. You no longer have to get a plane ticket to go to Dallas. You no longer have to worry about airfare or hotel rooms or travel and transportation. You don't have to worry about any of those things. And just by nature, it's going to be lower in cost. But on top of that, you can be in the comfort of your own home or in the home of as a group, registered for this event, that you can enjoy this event right where you are, which means more of us, more of you, can get on the virtual conference and get the benefit of the top leaders we have in our company and the other plans that they have for us. I can tell you they're still going to have some type of attendee-only bonus that's going to be worth than the mere $99 registration. That's right, it's $99 now. And if you've already registered and paid more than $99, you've already gotten a credit. I think they were sending you all a credit card with the amount on it or you know, however they're doing it. But, you know, that's fine, okay? But here's the thing. Register for Ambition. It's only $99. And if you're serious about your business, you need to be on the conference call, the virtual ambition, September 17th through the 19th. Now, let me take a personal moment. Yesterday was my birthday, and I just want to thank each and every one of you that wished me happy birthday on Facebook or text messages or a couple of phone calls that I got. You guys truly made my day. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it. Some of you, you know, hearing your voices and some of the kind words that you shared with me, guys, it makes a difference. It makes a big difference. So thank you for your acknowledgement and your compliments for my birthday. I'm still here. That's the best part about it. Okay, let's get to tonight. It's my pleasure to introduce our featured speaker for the evening. This guy is one of my favorites, hands down. I mean, I'm going to tell you straight up. If Ambit Energy disappeared tomorrow, he and I would still be friends. We have gotten into trouble together. We have had long talks all hours of the evening together. He has made a profound difference for me, and the thing that I appreciate the most is that when we have a conversation, it's candid and from the heart. He's not trying to be cute or polite or anything like that. He just tells it like it is, and he's going to do that for you tonight as well. Please welcome to the call Coach Alan Johnston out of Tyler, Texas. Coach, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, I got it.
I said, I'm here, Bear. I'm making a rhyme. I'm here, Bear.
There you go.
Happy birthday, buddy.
I think everybody on the call knows who you are, but just briefly, you want to tell them some of the awards and accolades that you've received since being at Ambit Energy?
Yeah, I paid for both of my kids' college education. That's the epic part of it. I know you're referring to the People's Choice, the Thompson, the Pace Setter, the Pure Energy, those things, but you know, those are reflection of the people I get to work with. That's a reflection of what we call ourselves Team 212 of Ambit Energy. I appreciate you bringing that up, and it's humbling to even mention them, but for me, it was what Ambit's been able to do for my family. And mm-hmm. I'll take it a level above that and tell you what it's done for the people that have joined Ambit, that I've had a little bit of help along the way in getting them to their goals. And for those that are currently involved that are pressing forward to reach their goals. And you said it best earlier, Bear, and I remember you getting me in trouble on the four-wheelers, and I remember you all night, one night, and I remember the conversation. And if you don't mind, I'd like to kind of visit about that for a second, because there's people on this call that it would resonate with them. And the reason I bring that up is we've all been where you were at 3 o'clock in the morning sitting on that couch, frustrated. Yeah. You wanted to be EC. Everybody kept saying, when are you going EC, Bear? You got sick and tired of people saying, when are you ever going to go EC, Bear? And I just remember that coming out of your mouth with so much tenacity. I'll use that term. Frustration, it wouldn't be a good term to use, because you were focused on making it happen. But you were, you know, yeah, you were frustrated, but you weren't giving up. And I appreciate you bringing that up to everybody on this call. You've always said, so, and you can be too. And I've heard other people on calls that have used your tagline. It's the Bear Gordon tagline. And, you know, I remember celebrating and sending you a text and calling you whenever I heard that you had gone EC. And the very first thing you did was you said, I'm going to go sponsor somebody in my EC coat. And a lot of people, what they do is whenever they promote, they celebrate that for a little while, and then they back off, and then they realize, wait, I got to keep going. And I want to talk about a few things tonight, Bear, that, you know, you kind of brought it up in what you were sharing with everybody earlier. So I don't want to be redundant, but I think it's worth a couple of things to bring it back up. And I'll start with ambition. You made all the perfect points. Nobody's got to go anywhere. You got to make, you know, I remember, and a lot of people have heard me say this, but if it wasn't worth saying again, I wouldn't say it. The very first ambition I attended, I sat in a crowd and I listened to the likes of Brian and Philip and Steve and all these top money earners. And I was sitting there listening to them, and I was thinking, not to look down upon them emotionally. I mean, I look down on everybody, but anyway, I was sitting there thinking to myself, and for y'all that don't know me, I'm 6'10", so I'll probably look down on you. I meant that physically, not arrogantly. But, you know, I went up to them between the sessions. And I got to admit, that's the one part of it, of this year's ambition, that I will miss more than anything, and that is getting around you and getting around everybody else that we had that opportunity to do. And in that moment in time, at my very first ambition 10 years ago, I went up to these people and I asked them, what have you done to get to where you at? How have you done to get you to where you're at? You know, just a simple question. And every one of their responses was pretty much the same, and it was, share the plan. I share the plan. I share the plan. I mean, I just kept hearing this over and over and over again. Share the plan, share the plan, share the plan. And then one person in particular said, you've got to spend money to make money. You're here. You're learning. You're getting involved. You're plugged in. All these people that are here are getting motivated, educated, and inspired, and they have spent money to go be able to go home and make money. And I remember a couple of years later, whenever I had an opportunity to speak at the event, I was backstage, and Kristen Legate and I were back there, and I said, you guys put on an incredible show. And she said, yes. And I said, how long do you plan this? And she said, as soon as this one's over with, we'll start planning for next year. And I said, between all the transportation, these speakers that you bring in, the dinners that you throw, the farewell parties, the social get-togethers, all these things you're doing, you must be losing money on this. And she smiled and she said, Coach, for the price we charge people, we average about $700 to $800 per person is what it costs us to put this on. And the point I'm making is this. Bear brought up the attendee-only promotions. You see, this year we're going to do virtual, so you're going to be viewing it from wherever you want to. You can have watch parties. You can do all those things that you want to do and get together in fellowship for $99, and I can guarantee you that they're going to make it worth the money that you spend for a ticket. I think anyone that's involved in Ambit, and I do this with people all the time, if you don't make that personal commitment, you're not holding yourself accountable enough. And I tell my friends on my team, and it'll start on July the 1st. And some of you may look down on me for this comment, but it's just how I am. You know, they taught me, these top money earners have taught me, you run with the runners. You walk and say hello to the walkers. And you wave bye to the sitters. Figure out who your runners are. My runners are going to be the ones that are registered for Ambition. And I'm going to get calls like I do daily to do validation calls. And if they're not registered for this event, I'm not going to be available to do the validation calls. Now, if they're a brand new consultant, that's different. But people that have been around for a while, and I know I'm not, that's not me being bold or arrogant. That's me being the old coach that I am.
Yeah.
That's just me and how I'm cut. And I'm not telling you guys, you men and women, to do that. It's just how, it's just the mold that I'm cut out of. I believe in what I'm doing. I believe that what we're a part of is greater than us individually. And I think it's imperative that people make a self-commitment to something like what I call, y'all call it Ambition, I refer to it as our national board meeting. And I believe this year is going to be the first time that our new parent company, Vistra, is really truly going to be able to put their fingerprint on what their vision is for us in the field in the coming years. And I challenge each one of you to not just get yourself, but to start talking to your business partners about doing the same thing, to making that personal commitment. You know, I love Ambit Energy. I never dreamed I'd be involved in a direct sales company of any form or fashion. And I loved Ambit Energy when we gave Rachel her car. I had no dream. I had no vision. I had no idea that I'd be able to afford her to go to college for 4 years out of state and pay for it in cash. I love Ambit Energy when I got Caleb a truck, because what we do for one child, we always do for the other. I didn't dream that I'd be able to pay for 4 years of his undergraduate studies, and he has 1 year left in law school. You see, I do what we all do. And Bear brought up that we could talk about a few things on here, And I don't want to get away from the Ambit system, but I believe you've got to use Ambit. You've got to love Ambit. You have to be persistent. I don't know how many of y'all have read the fine print in terms of the bylaws of what we are to do and not to do, but, you know, again, that's the coach in me. How well do you know your target market? How well are you really involved with understanding the markets that Ambit's involved in right now, and you understand our target? Or for that matter, that you know how to find your market. So many people think, I live in East Texas, so I'm going to stick right here in East Texas. And the number one money earner, the gentleman that most of you got on here to hear speak tonight, the guru of Ambit, the Yoda himself, says, build outside your backyard. Get out of your backyard. Expand. He uses the analogy of the Coca-Cola. And just growing a thriving business everywhere that you can by asking, who do you know? But this next step inside everything is something I get that I believe gets missed by most everyone. And I want us to really get really, really, really professional at this. And I talk to people all the time about it. Excuse me. And that is the invitation. You know, I've said this before on this call or on some call that when I was coaching, we wanted a team that was made up of guys that were really good at certain things and good at other things. And if I could get people that were really good at certain things and then develop everybody good at the other things they weren't real good at, we were always a very good basketball team. If we had a couple of really good shooters, but they couldn't guard their shadow, as we say, I had to really get on them about their defensive skills. If I had a guy that could dribble the ball, but he couldn't pass the ball, the only thing I had was a good guy to dribble the ball. He had to be able to pass the ball. So you want to be really good at the steps of Ambit Energy. You want to be good at having a written list. You want to be exceptional at inviting. Now let's talk about inside inviting people. I think you need to differentiate yourself. And what I mean by this is people should come to you and stick with you rather than anybody else in any form of electricity, direct sales, and for that matter, I'll go this far, people should come to you and stick with you even inside of Ambit, because you need to differentiate yourself and stand out. And you can do that to thousands of people. You can even do that to thousands of people that you work with. But I'm talking about the people you want to go to, the people you want to go to be business partners of yours, the people you want to go to be customers of yours. And a great way to do this is to tell your personal story. Nobody else can do that. Nobody will match your exact story. Nobody can match my story. Not that it's any better than anybody else. But whenever I invite people, I tell why I'm doing Ambit. I tell my story. I don't talk about making multiple millions of dollars and winning awards and all that stuff. I could care less about that. What I care about is maintaining an income that allows my family and my children to live a different life than the one that I lived growing up. You are the biggest differentiator there is out there. You are individually. And if people can resonate with you and your story, then they're going to be more likely to be your customer or join you in this business. You see, we tell people all the time, you don't sell electricity. You don't. But what you do is you sell yourself. You want to set yourself apart. You want to be the highest level of professionalism you can be. You want to show a loyalty to that potential business partner or customer, and you want to be real. You want to do it just to make the money off of them. Please don't be that person. You know, with everything that's going on right now with this pandemic and this social devastation that we're facing, everything's going online. You can develop your own websites. You can do marketing tools. You got a way to do anything and everything that you want to do inside your Ambit Energy business. But I think it's so imperative and important to differentiate yourself from the field, from everybody else. And then obviously make those appointments, and then you got to follow up. Y'all hear people talk about that all the time, and by following up, it's so important that you develop a system of staying in touch with prospects, business partners, business builders, leaders. You know, I have a lot of people say, Coach, I want to pick your brain. Okay, great. When can we get together? Well, you know, I'm full-time ambit, but you tell me, and I never hear from them again. And it's not that I want to, you know, that I want to bug them about it, but, again, stick to everything. Stick to everything that you want to do. Make a commitment that you will never, ever, ever quit and give up on yourself. It's just like what we were talking about earlier. Buying that $99 ambition ticket is a commitment. And yeah, we're a couple of months out, you know, 3 months out from that event. And we got plenty of time. And some of you on here says, well, I haven't even made a penny yet. I'm telling you, one of the best pieces of advice I got from a top money earner was you got to spend money to make money. And that's true in anything and everything that's out there. The thing about direct sales is this stuff isn't easy. This stuff is hard. But if you stay with it and you're legit, you're intentional, you're focused, you ask questions. I mean, I respect every one of you for getting on here. I respect every one of you for getting on here, but my question for you to ask yourself is, how many people on your team, how many of your business partners did you take a few minutes out to either send a text blast, an email blast, or make some phone calls so that they would have people on this call as well? Not to hear me ramble. I mean, I would have much rather be hearing Brian McClure tonight. But when Brian called and asked me to sub for him, I was very honored and jumped at it because I really wanted to bring up the idea of really getting professional at the invitation and understanding the separation is in you, to use this term again, you differentiating yourself from the pack, being your individualistic self. Loving what you're doing, believing in what you're doing, and knowing that you're going to get no's. I mean, think about this. A lot of people say if you help five people get eight people, you'll be financially free before cat lick its tail, as we say in East Texas. But that's really not accurate. Because what a lot of people don't tell you is, you're going to have to go through 50 people to get five yeses, maybe. I mean, I'm terrible at this stuff. The first 32 people I talked to told me no. I got two out of my first 54, and these people talk about five out of 50. I went two out of my first 54. And then you talk about helping five other people get eight people or two people or however many people, three people. You're talking about 60 more people's got to be talked to. And what's frustrating is, why do we give up on this? Why do we throw our hands up? Oh, the rates are too much. The rates are too high. There's really not any money in this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They, you know, those things are excuses. They're kind of like yours. Everybody's got a couple. It's like a thing I heard this morning in church. I got 99 problems, but my faith isn't one of them.
There you go.
You know, we can do what we want to with this business. They're going to send you a check for whatever amount of money you're willing to work toward. And I don't know what your situation is right now, but I can tell every one of you is, if that why is that important to you, there's nothing going to stop you from reaching and obtaining your goal. Again, I'm not bragging, but nobody was going to stop me from getting my daughter a car. And the only way that that was going to happen was with this investment that I made in Ambit Energy, because, Bear, when you and I started, it was not $100.
No, it wasn't.
Put $458 or $455.08 on the table, didn't we, or something like that?
Yeah, $458.08.
We threw that on the table. I came home and told my wife what I had done. And, brother, I thought she was going to cut the ring finger off. Forget taking the ring off. I thought she cut that sucker off. And the thing about it was, all of a sudden I start trying to get the money back in the account because she's not happy. And I'm talking to these people, and they're telling me no. And I'm starting to freak out because Christmas is a week and a half away. And we're both teachers and coaches in the state of Texas. We did not have that extra money. That's one of the only times in our 32 years of being married that I made a financial decision without discussing it with her. Now, she's real happy now that we did that. But there for the first year or so, no, she wasn't. But you know what I figured out, my friends? I figured out the problem wasn't in the people telling me no. The problem was my skill set. I was not very good at the invitation. So if you would have lived around Tyler and you would have driven by my truck going down South Broadway or seen me around the school on my way to school, you would have seen me talking to myself, but I was not on my phone. I was practicing my skill set, and I was preparing myself for a launch that was going to take place. Because 8.5 months later, I promoted to EC. I literally fast-tracked to EC. Now, yeah, here it is 10 years later, and I'm still an EC, but I'm a prideful EC. I have built a successful business by helping other people get to where they want to go. And one of these days, if it's supposed to happen, then I'll move up to that next level. But as long as I can afford my wife and my children their life financially, and it's not an affluent life, it is a pay the bills, get the kids through college, take vacations, and live life without financial stress. As long as we can do that, like I said, everybody's got 99 problems, but with me, my faith ain't one of them. Bear, that's about all I got, brother.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions, Coach, since we got you on the line. One of the complaints, I'll call it, let's just be real about it, that I've heard, we're going to talk about ambition for a moment, but one of the complaints that I've heard in the past about ambition is people can't afford it. You know, they say, I can't afford to go to Ambition. I can't afford the airline ticket. I can't afford the hotel room. I don't have a roommate. I can't afford the, you know, the transportation is pretty much so taken care of while you got there. You know, I couldn't afford to eat. Now, this year, it's only $99. What would you say to someone that says, I can't afford to register for this virtual Ambition at $99. I mean, you know, I can go sit with my friends and watch it, but I can't afford to register so that I'm qualified to take advantage of the attendee-only bonus and everything else. How would you suggest they get $99?
I'll say this, Ben. I appreciate the question. I would challenge you to those that don't have the money right now to understand we're 3 months out. And I would consider these things. Instead of on tomorrow stopping for that $5 cup of coffee on the way to work, skip a day. I wouldn't go out to eat once, you know, I'd skip a few times of going out to eat. I would do things that I have to. I'd get a jug, a coffee can, something, and I'd write Ambition on it, and I'd start putting the money in there. Give up something. Tell a quick story. I won't share their names, but I'll tell a quick story. There's a family out of Connecticut whose their car broke down. They were going to drive down here to the big event, and their car broke down. So they decided to bring their motor home. And they had to buy the Ambition ticket. They had gas. They had all this stuff. So you know what they did, Bear? They did a garage sale. They set up and had these garage sales for that. And whenever they left their home, with coolers full of sandwiches and stuff like that. And they pulled up in Dallas. They found them a place to park their RV. And they ate sandwiches that they had made. They ate food that they had brought with them. They were on the whatever it takes plan. And I know they've been on at least 3 5-stars. They're executives. They're top money earners in this business. but they weren't whenever they got in that RV to come down here to Dallas with not enough money to get down here on. Their car broke down, so they had to bring an RV. And they slept in their RV. They had a garage sale so they could make money to put food in a cooler because they weren't going to go out to eat while they were in Dallas. I hear people all the time talking about that. I've heard people that have said they've sold a television because they know that people that are successful in this business do not spend a lot of time in front of the television. So to break the habit, the habitual habit that we all have of sitting in front of that television, they sold the television to get some money to offset the cost of ambition. Now, these are just ideas. I mean, there's another young man that joined our business, and this was 2 years ago. He did not have the money to go to, and he lived relatively close to the event. It was even the ticket, for that matter. He was just getting started. Excuse me. And Bear, what he did is he went out and he mowed four yards a week for 2 months, and he made money that covered his entire ambition. He went, he got the attendee-only stuff. He came out of that with triple money, and that boy was smiling ear to ear. You got to spend money to make money. That's just some ideas. You got plenty of time to get the money together. When people tell me that, we talk about the objections to Ambit Energy, and one of them is, I don't have the money to start. Let me ask you guys this. For anybody who says, I don't have the $99 to spend on a ticket for a virtual convention, well, are you driving your dream car right now? Now, you think about this. What is your dream car? Is it a Maserati, Lamborghini? Is it a big souped-up, lifted four-wheel drive truck? Is it a Corvette? Whatever your dream car is, do you already own it? And if you don't, what if Bear Gordon told you tomorrow I'm going to show up at your house with your dream car and the title to that dream car? I'm going to hand you the keys. All you got to do is hand me $99. My question to you is, would you come up with $99 by in the morning? Yeah, if we're honest with one another, I think 100% of the answers would be yes. You have to get on the whatever it takes plan. They will make this event entertaining. They will make this event inspiring and educational and motivational. They will make this event worth your time and effort to be attending it. The promotions will be important. But that education on how to build a long-lasting, lucrative Ambit Energy business is worth a lot more than $99. Let's put it this way, Bear. I haven't done it lately, but about a year ago, I did a total of the expenses that I had spent over, I think at that time, it was like 9.5 years. That was attending Ambition. That was attending Simulcast. That was attending power trips. That was attending other regional trainings that I went to. That was mileage driven. I just tallied all that up. My $25 that I'd spent per month plus my $458.08 that I spent to start. And it roughly totaled out to just over $10,000. Now, I'm not going to tell you the number. But I have spent, let's just go ahead and call it this now. Let's say I've spent $11,000 to right now. I've spent that money to make money, and I've made multiple millions of dollars. So think about the return on investment, $11,000 to make multiple millions. I mean, my Nacogdoches math doesn't fail me too often, but I think it went out on that.
There you go. And folks, let me just, if you don't mind, Coach, let me just throw this into you, okay? Because when it comes to persistence, my name is somewhere on that list, I'm sure, okay? And I would like to invite everyone on the call, if you have not read this book yet, go out and get a copy of Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell. Guys, it's always too soon to quit. It is always too soon to quit. And some of you are going to find that this year's ambition, although it's virtual, is going to make that big difference in your business and in your life that you've been looking for to transition from where you are to where you want to go. So I'm going to recommend to you and all of the top leaders, you know, read books constantly and periodically we will talk about books, but I can tell you this, go get the, and it's a little small book. It's not a whole lot of reading. And if you don't want to do that, go to YouTube and do a search on Acres of Diamonds, A-C-R-E-S of Diamonds, D-I-A-M-O-N-D-S. And you will find it's always too soon to give up. Coach, you and I could get on this line. We could talk for another hour. You and I both know that. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. I want to thank you for being on the call. I want to thank you for subbing for Brian yet again. You're one of my favorites to get on the call and to talk to because we always keep it real. And you always say something that inspires me as well, and you do for the audience that's listening in. So thank you for being here with us tonight.
Man, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you for always hosting this call. There's nobody like you to do this. God bless every one of you. Stay healthy and stay safe, my friends. God bless you guys.
Thank you. And the next time you decide to go to Delacroix, take me with you. Okay, folks, I'm going to open up the line so that you can say thanks to Coach as well. Hang on just a moment, and we will see you next Sunday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. We're going to be here. Hope you're here too. Hold on.